أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Towards the end now, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala encourages these du'as that a believer should do, as that when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum accepted wholeheartedly that, O Allah, whatever you command us to do, we will do. And at that time it was still that even things which are difficult and almost like impossible for us, but it's your commands, we are prepared to do them. On that Allah Ta'ala showered His great mercies directly on the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and in turn on the whole ummah, that Allah made it very easy. And in the first case, Allah Ta'ala praised the Sahaba for their great iman. And then Allah Ta'ala made it clear that Allah will not take a person to task for things which are beyond his capacity. And Allah Ta'ala also made it clear that mistakes which are made, and in forgetfulness what a person does, Allah won't take us to task for that either. Now further, even more greater, Allah Ta'ala mentions His further mercies in the form of du'as that we make, that we are told to make. And when Allah wants to grant something to somebody, Allah inspires him to make that du'a. And then accordingly Allah grants that as well. So the first du'a, yeah, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. اے رب ہمارے, اور نہ رکھ ہم پر بوجھ بھاری جیسا رکھا تھا ہم سے اگلے لوگوں پر. O Allah, do not place a burden upon us which is as you had placed on the people before us. That is, the shariat of the people of before, the Bani Israel, was very difficult. If some impurity had to fall on the skin, that part of the skin had to be cut out. We are only told to wash it out. They had to cut it out. So it was very difficult. And all that on the Bani Israel, Allah gave them those difficult laws because of their own wrongdoings. They continue, they are very, very obstinate, very, very stubborn nation, and they refused all good. So because of that, Allah made this, gave them this punishment. The fat of animals, which is also very healthy, that was also made haram upon them. All this was made haram because of their own wrongdoings. In our shariat, Allah showed this great mercy through the barakat of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah only gave us those duties which are good for us, sarasar, completely, which in which there is only goodness, that Allah commanded us forward. Allah did not put any duty upon us just as a duty, but what is fully and absolutely essential and fully good for us in this life, and of course for the year after, those commands Allah gave us. So that beautiful Islam we have got, very practical, very easy. It is just for a person to adjust himself, adopt that way of life. Then he will see and he will enjoy the beauty of Islam. And he will see what a perfect deen in every aspect it is, and what great guarantees, checks and balances there are for our goodness in our deen. So that command was given, O Allah, don't give us any tashri'i umur. Tashri' means those commands of which we have a choice. If we want to do it, we can do it and we will be rewarded. And we are not forced to do it. If we don't do it, we will be punished for that. Or Allah forgives us. That is what is called tashri'i umur. Like namaz. Allah has made namaz faraz upon us. Now if we want to, we can make namaz, and Allah will reward us accordingly. And if we don't want to, we don't make namaz, and accordingly will be the punishment or the great warning, severe warnings for not making namaz. So that was mentioned in that, and that also our shariat has been made most perfect, most practical and most easier we have got the most easiest shariat also. Then in front, the next dua, Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bi. Ey Rab, hamare aur na uthaye aur humse wo bojh ke jiske humko taqat nahi. And O Allah, do not let us carry that burden which we do not have the power and strength to do. This refers to taqweeni umur. Taqweeni umur is like, for example, that Allah has commanded the sun to rise at a specific moment, in a specific place, on a specific day. It is commanded to rise on that day. The sun has got no choice. It just has to do. And the sun does not get any sawab for rising and fulfilling the command of Allah. It has got no choice. It can't go against the command of Allah. We are told to make fajr. We have the choice whether we want to make it or not. We make it, then we will get the reward. We don't make it, the severe warnings and punishment from Allah Ta'ala are there. But the sun has got no choice. And the sun getting rising on its time doesn't get any sawab. So Allah, don't put upon us those conditions which are beyond our control, which are taqweeni. Like, for example, earthquake comes, and now we got no choice in that, and we have to face the consequences of that. Oh Allah, save us from that. Droughts, oh Allah, if droughts have to come, if floods have to come, if widespread fires have to start, we have got no choice in that. So save us from that also. Even in our shariat, and by the barakat of the sahaba, our shariat has been made most practical. And all the taqweeni umur, and they don't just come like that. It is because of our gunas. Even if the government which is oppressive on a people is because of our gunas. We have got people who are our enemies. Whether it is in the family, the wife becomes your family enemy, or another family member, the husband becomes the enemy of the wife, any family member, or in the neighborhood, it is because of our gunas. So if we save ourselves from that gunas, then these things which are outwardly out of our control, Allah will protect us. Gunas, not to commit them, is in our control. So we just stay away from gunas. And in areas like, for example, earthquakes come, droughts come, floods come, they are righteous and pious people who do not break the laws of Allah. But if they do not stand up and make an effort to stop other people from breaking the laws, then they are also taken in that punishment. And in fact, if they don't think those wrongs as wrongs, then they are the ones with whom Allah starts the punishment. So that is a great weakness which is even amongst the pious people. They only worried of their own piety, but they are not worried of stopping other people. And in fact, many of us, those who want to stop others, we stop them from stopping the others. Like the clear example of the Bani Israel of the Qaryatun ala Shatfil Bahar, that community that was living on the seashore. Then there were those people who broke the laws of Allah openly. Others stopped them, and others told those who were stopping them, don't stop them. Leave them alone. لِمَ تَعِذُوا قَوْمَنِ الْقَوْمَ مُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ whom Allah is going to punish. So when that is the condition, then these catastrophes also befall people. So it is in our choice. So we should stay away from all types of gunas. Understand deen correctly and practice accordingly, then Allah has made our shariat very straightforward, very logical, and made it in fact according to our desire. All of us, we desire peace and happiness. The very religion Islam means peace and happiness. So that is the religion Allah has given us according to our desires. We all want to be successful. Allah gave us the religion by which we can become successful. Everything Allah has given it to us. And to stay away from these catastrophes, etc., we must stay away from gunas. and we must stop others who are sinning and ignore those people who stop us from stopping the ones who are doing guna. We should not worry about those. We must carry on with our work. Then by the barakat of even a few people, Allah will save the whole community. But if nobody is stopping others from doing wrong, Allah will take all to task, even those who were not doing the wrong. They will be also caught in that punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So very beautifully the surah Allah has brought to an end in this last ruku. And we should try and read this last ruku, the first Alif Lam Mim till Muflihun, and Ayatul Kursi till the ruku. We should try and read it daily, at least at night we should make it a point never to miss it out, and try and understand the meaning and read it accordingly with the meaning, and see what great solace we will get, our great connection that will be made with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.